This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The Taliban said Friday their fighters had captured five major provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including southern Kandahar, western Herat, northeastern Khahar-i-Nal, southern Lashkar-Gah, and strategically important Ghazni. The first forces of a Marine battalion arrived in Kabul on Friday to stand guard as the U.S. speeds up evacuation flights for some American diplomats and thousands of Afghans. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said some elements of these troops are already in Kabul, with the remainder expected by the end of the weekend.
The troop movements that we mentioned yesterday are happening as we speak. Three battalions are preparing to move from their current locations in the Central Command Area responsibility to Kabul.
The temporary buildup of troops for U.S. evacuations highlights the stunning pace of a Taliban takeover of much of the country, less than 3 weeks before the United States is set to officially end nearly 20 years of combat in Afghanistan. U.N. agencies on Friday warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Afghanistan as Taliban insurgent advances heightened the country's crisis. The World Food Program's Thompson Feary told a U.N. briefing that they fear the worst and a larger tide of hunger is fast approaching.
The conflict has accelerated much faster than we all anticipated, and the situation has all the hallmarks of a humanitarian catastrophe.
More than 250,000 people have been forced from their homes since May. 80% are women and children, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Thousands of people are rushing from rural areas to the capital, Kabul, and other urban centers in search of shelter. Many reported extortions by armed groups on the way and having to dodge improvised explosive devices along major roads. This is VOA News. U.S. health regulators have approved COVID-19 vaccines for those with weak immune systems. AP's Rita Foley reports.
If you have a severely weakened immune system, the FDA says you can get a booster shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Just wait at least 28 days after getting your second shot before you get the booster. But the FDA's decision applies only to this high-risk group. That's likely no more than 3% of U.S. adults. This is not an opening for booster doses for the general population. Health officials are continuing to closely monitor if and when the average American's immunity wanes enough to require boosters for everybody. I'm Rita Foley.
Israel is expanding its coronavirus booster shot program to people over the age of 50. AP's Zaria Shackley has details.
Israel was one of the world's leaders in vaccinating its population earlier this year. But in recent weeks, it has seen a surge in cases of the Delta variant, even among those who are already vaccinated. Last month, Israel began offering a booster shot to people over the age of 60, becoming the first country in the world that uses a Western vaccine to do so. Health officials in the US and Europe have not yet recommended booster shots, while UN health officials have recommended against it, saying it's more important to inoculate the unvaccinated in poorer countries. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The death toll from Turkey's flash floods soared to 31 on Friday as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited one of the hardest hit cities to lead a prayer for the victims and pledge government help. The devastation across Turkey's northern Black Sea regions comes just as the disaster hit country was getting over hundreds of wildfires that killed 8 people and destroyed forests in the south. Turkey's rugged Black Sea coast is dotted with villages built along valleys that frequently experience heavy flooding in the summer months. But some longtime residents of the region said this year's flooding was the worst they could recall. U.S. weather officials announced Friday the Earth sizzled in July and became the hottest month in 142 years of record keeping. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said that as extreme heat waves struck parts of the United States and Europe, the globe averaged 16.73 degrees Celsius last month, beating out the previous record set in July of 2016 and tied again in 2019 and 2020. Last month was 0.93 degrees Celsius warmer than the 20th century average for the month. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.